Manifested Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Here's the question, Skumba. If you buy someone a present, like if you buy a Khomotso a present, do you know want her to know how much you paid for that present? So if you buy a sneakers, do you get rid of the tags and the price and stuff? Skumba, what about, you have a difficult
song? No, it's not. I'm trying to have a good answer.
No, just have an honest one.
Yeah.
I don't take the private. We must know how much this thing is.
Yeah, so don't say you're trying to do an answer. You're making a fool of us.
I'm like, have I ever taken I'm a prize off now? I'm like, no.
My cheap you do.
Never. Yeah. Never. You should know cheap.
No, I mean, if I buy you something, I take off the...
Same here.
I take off the
card.
The prize, yes.
You know, even like the birthday card sometimes is like a thing. Yeah. I take that off.
I'm saying it because that guy who plays Maskandi, Mpongose. What's his name? Mpongose, what?
I know him.
Yeah, he's from KZN, man. He's a superstar, man. What do you mean you don't know him? Kuzani Mpongose. Yeah. So one of his fans bought him a Gucci shirt.
Okay.
And he even showed us the prize on Instagram as to how much it costs. That person even left the price tag inside.
Yes.
No, I don't. No, I get rid of it. Yeah.
It's tacky.
Yeah.
This question is for Khomotso, not for you, Glenn.
Okay.
Is it because the things that you bought are fake and
Not at all.
Is it because of that?
I don't want you to be under pressure to try and match my gift.
Yeah.
If you ever have to buy me, if you spend like 2 randa, if you want to spend 5 million, please by all means.
But the tricky thing
is... And then even vice versa.
But the tricky thing is we know these brands and we know these labels.
Yes, we do.
So you're not going to buy me a pair of LVs.
I will not.
If they are not fake, I know.
I will not be buying you LVs.
It's 12,000 rand plus.
Okay. Can I ask this question?
Sure.
Since we're on this price thing and clothes and everything.
Yeah.
Would you tell your friend that whatever that they are wearing is fake? Would you be bold enough to say... the tracks would delay nine years. Would you be bold enough to tell your friends that they are wearing fake brands? And at the same time, how would you feel if they tell you, Ntwana, I have Le Axie Louis Vuitton, Lula Van Ross, it dances with my
father. Dance with my father. Wow. You know, I hope they tell me. I'm one of the doofest people when it comes to labels.
Mm.
I'll see an item and I will like it. If it so happens to be LV, Michael Kors, whatever, then I'm going to buy it. I'm not buying it because of MK. But when I do get a gift and it's a brand...
And it's fake.
I would not know. I won't know. I hope when I do rock it, my friend will be like, tell me. We take a PLN. You know, I really do hope because I wouldn't know. I wouldn't be. I'd be none the wiser.
Yeah, it would be tricky if it comes as a present. If someone sends you a present and it's fake.
Yeah, like I'm not going to wear it.
Like with that American artist, man, who bought another hip-hop act a fake watch and he realized 3 days later. I'll remember the name. Akon. You know it's shady.
Akon bought who a fake watch?
That guy who was dating one of the Kardashian brothers. He's from Morocco. What's his name? The rapper, man.
The rapper?
Yeah. Mondan.
Oh, French.
Yes. So French was like, yo. So we're interviewing him. He's like, yo, you know that Akon man once bought me a fake what? I realized 3 years later, a few days later, because I went to pimp it, I went to get it cleaned and stuff, and they told me like, yo, man, fam, this ain't real.
This is fake. It's not ours.
Yeah. And so he calls Akon. Akon says, oh, is it? No.
I don't know either.
I didn't know, man. I got it for $2,000, man, in Brooklyn.
I wouldn't know either. If I buy you a fake anything, please know that I didn't go out of my way. Maybe Skumba sells clothes and tells me that, finally a special distribution, whatever. And I buy them like, Glenn would like this. And then I buy
it. But at the same time, people that buy, they'll tell you, there's first grade, the second grade.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't even know how true is that.
I'm just a planning, like, a business class, and these are clothes. It's not business class.
So there's no first grade or second grade?
There are really good fakes, guys. That's how even people that know brands get duped.
Yeah. So there you go. Unfortunately, we live in a world where we love fashion. When you see your neighbor wearing a Gucci, you also want a Gucci.
We love status. Then,
yeah, and we love status. We want to be seen. So and the business is flourishing. It's become big. Yeah.
We are hustlers. We're trying to change something. Mm.
So yeah, that's the question that we are sharing. We are asking you, Kaya family. And if you're wearing a fake one, just let us know now so that we know.
Oh, where to get them.
Yeah. Especially if they're first grade fake.
Yeah. So drop us a voice note 063-688-0959. You can also call us 086-000-959. 21 minutes past 4. Good afternoon. The juice is always here. You are never thirsty. We also have water. We also have a sparkling mineral water. Suiza was saying, you know, Mira, when I drink, I want to drink real water. The sparkling mineral water is like, I'm not drinking water. I only have an issue if water is sweetened. Then I feel like it's not water. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Sparkling is just bubbles.
Yeah, same here.
There's a sparkling water.
To tickle your intestines.
There's a sparkling water I poured today. It's the mint and lime. Yes.
Ask Kumba, man.
Guys.
Mint and lime. From Soweto to the from Tembisa to the suburbs.
Respect Soweto, please.
Yo,
guys. So okay, let's not go there.
Ah, you can say it.
So because we're Tembisa, I'm not supposed to enjoy. Isn't this a grand life in?
No. But
what are you saying?
Why?
I'm asking both of you.
Pull it, Len.
Because I'm from a Tembisa, I can't have tomahawk steak.
Tomahawk steak.
Come. Just because you're from Tembisa, you can't wear Gucci.
Come on.
Real Gucci.
I wear Gucci and what? Come.
We've got a caller from Soweto. Speaking about Soweto.
Don't imagine Soweto.
It's anonymous.
Why are you anonymous?
I don't know. Hello.
Sure.
How's it?
All right. So, Mina, there's this guy I used to go to college with. But this guy, it was a problem for this guy. None of his gear was original, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, because he's going to a funeral or something like that.
Yeah.
Let's go. We bounce, we go to Saint-Chain, we go to the Saint-Chain, but again, Ed Hardy,
Yeah.
So he's like, no, let's go into the shop. And then he's wearing the fake one, you know? So he walk into the shop there, he starts looking for shirts there, and then he comes across a shirt that he likes. And then high bona price or atwanyana you know atwanyana atwaela yeah that's how much you pay for an authentic Christian and then yeah he turned away and then he let the other assistant carry on with us
shame
yeah. Thank you. I mean, not saying people are having fake bags, but that's what you do. My problem is that I see a queue, the LV, every day. So when I'm in a queue and then they bought these bags, because we Google the real price.
It's ridiculous.
And it's a taxi in Magic Tailings.
So if you are really interested, you must go on Instagram. There's two accounts. One is fake Gucci South Africa, one is fake Louis Vuitton. And then you'll know.
Have a great day.
Komutso, you're there as well with your LV there.
I am definitely not there. But it's very interesting. Yo, I think the problem is this laptop is real. You know, if you hold it, pride or no, I know it's fake, but I like what it looks like. It's something else. But now when you're like, no, I also have the certificate because these shops, they make our life difficult. There's certificates, there's cards, there's, oh gosh, whatever.
Yeah, even an affidavit. Next time you'll get an affidavit. I think I've got fake sneakers. You know the Nike Sakai Waffle? I've got three pairs. But I think the other one that I bought online on this website, the other two are proper. The other two are proper, but this other waffle, I don't think it's right. I actually need to go to a place where they must just check it for me.
Authenticated.
Yeah.
I think when you buy clothes and we are still a clothes buyer, there's something that you bought.
Yeah. Something. You are bound to.
I mean, there's a lot, Shem. I don't want to sit here. Mina, That's a lot.
Yeah.
Like a zipa.
That you look at you like, what are you?
Yeah. And sometimes the snake coat is it. We have our own scotties. Oh, by the way, if you have a scotty and you are making clothes, you can be arrested, by the way, and pay 5,000 rand per item that you have made. Just you're putting it out there.
Yeah.
And particularly because they're not going to die, my little piece. Yes, good. Very like,
so there's this also this other brand. It's very expensive, and I went on Amazon searching for it, and it's called Rude, R-H-U-D-E. The shorts retail for like easily 7k, 8k.
Shorts.
Yeah, the shorts. Yes, Rude. I've got a pair. Those ones are legit. But on Amazon, they were selling them for like 450 rand. I was like, rude.
Might as well.
On Amazon. And I'm like, really? Amazon of all places? They've got fake Rude.
Colognes.
Inspired by. And they smell so good that you are just like, guys.
If it smells good, dude.
You're like, okay, must I buy the bottle? Yeah, 3.5. Or buy this one, yeah, 120. You'll go for the 120. I don't care who you are.
Hey guys, while still on the issue of labels, so I was having some cimbi and I got bought a gift. It came in those big bags, as I say, Speeds, and it was a handbag. I was so excited. I look at the name of the handbag. I don't recognize the name, but the bag said Speeds, and the person who bought it for me, it's those people who usually wear labels head to toe.
Or
everything they own, it's labels. So I'm thinking, no man, this must be a label, but I've never heard of the name. I've never heard it and I've never seen it anywhere. Yay, did I not rock the bag?
Connection or offline Oye China or labels kumba bo first grade na bo second grade jongo ba shukle na kusese plain in la at US doll o segen ziukla.
Yeah. Shem, it's so true, eh? It is so true. You have to go to LV and cop it. But listen, because Tina, we are so competitive. We like things. We don't wait for our time. I was into Skumba, you know. I'm that 80s boy, right? When I wanted something, I used to go and lay by whatever it is that I wanted to buy. Yeah. And it kind of encourages you to walk away from buying fake labels. Like, you know what? Let me be patient. Because, you know, you can go to LV and just deposit money into the account if you want to buy something. I once bought a bag. Yeah, I once bought a bag, buying someone a present. I said, listen, I'm not using my credit card. I'm going to deposit 5,000 today. 5,000 that other week, and I got the bag and I walked away with it and I was proud and smiling.
And you're happy.
You must be patient, guys. You must be patient.
Do you know, I know that the only thing that should be a deterrent really is the fact that it's illegal, right?
Mm.
I think that's the biggest deterrent. But my ask is one.
Yeah, not two.
What difference does it make in your life whether you're wearing a fake or a real one?
It's not double.
Because when you... So?
It's not double.
I can come with a scissor there and say, chupito
double. That is different. That is different.
But I'm just saying that, you know, also we've placed such high value on these items that we forget that at the end of the day,
but you
it's
see,
just a piece of clothing.
You see, the thing is, if you were a business person and you were owning LV or Gucci...
It would hurt me.
You would not be saying that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that is why, Kite, accept the fact that it's illegal and it should never be done. What is the big deal?
Big deal, or rather, deal also sorry affording. Buy a fake plane and let's see you crash.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Yeah, but I mean, when it comes to sneakers, I love sneakers. I can tell the fakes from the ones that are not fake. But trust and believe me, yeah, but if first class fake, I'm a sneakers. I buy it and I make sure which in one sneaker, I buy like two pairs so that I know which I must check one side. Like, yeah, but I can just swap and still look as if I... But other than that, I first class fake is number one. You save a lot.
Yo, mina guys, ngiyanqena ukhoka ifake. Yo, yo, yo. Uke wathenga ikapa yasejoweki. Wabuya naye lokushini sebesukumile laba abahleli phansi lapha kuKapa kulebule eKapa. Hi guys, mina ngamane ngithengini
nomini.
No thanks. Not for me.
Talking about expensive clothes and fake clothes, I was dating this guy. I think it was 2010, and then he bought me a CC Boy bag. He came with the catalog, and then I ordered a bag. Eyo, bag ka nkhatla pikiri ko texting ke tshwere bag ka o ngafishi fela. I was like, yo, imagine the whole CC Boy bag in khatapi.
We know the story, Satrapi and Fish, and which is associated with a certain lucky star. Lucky star. Satrapi.
Hey, mina, I once bought my son a fake soccer jersey. He wanted a Manchester jersey. So I chose, I got it, 100 rands, a piece, the jersey. I got it for 100 rand and then I bought him a soccer boots and then Moses Jones, they will put them in the Total Sports box and then a plastic. So I gave it to him as a birthday gift. But you know these kids, Mos. The question was, I mama ngathi fake le. But anyway, he's practicing soccer at school wearing those, wearing that soccer jersey, Yagamen City, and all the boys want that soccer jersey. Only 400 rands.
On the street, on the air, I feel to me now, I'm my level. I don't care about the level. I'm taking part and I say, like, Pick and Pay, Mr. Pride. I don't care about the label. And if I'm going to go to something that is not a label, I wouldn't say anything. Because I phone me. Maybe no label. No matter fake, I just keep quiet. I won't say anything.
Yo, guys. Ooh, let's go work at the fake things. I went to this Sheila Scotty Kloof. This girl again, the Mutwahai. Shapile overall, ya Gucci. Hey, but you can't say what's over overall, Gucci. I can't say Timbaland H1. Ooh, it was like bad. Everyone was talking about her girl. Two, I never will afford. What's over to us?
Drive 959 with Glenn. Komuto and Skumba. Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.